Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You might not see him at prison.
Welcome back. It's 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame and having a great visit with our good friend, Gordon Chang. Gordon is become a great member of our Brain Trust. He's the author of a number of books, including The Coming Collapse of China, and then his most recent one is called Nuclear Showdown, North Korea Takes on the World. He's a contributor to Forbes.com, a blogger at World Affairs Journal. Many of you have seen him on television reporting on a number of things, especially on the future and the present and the future of China. Gordon, thanks again for hanging out with us. You want to give us a website? What would you like to send us?
Yeah, it's www.gordonchang.com.
So all right, it's so check that out. Gordon, in the previous segment, we talked about the 25th anniversary of the revolt in Tiananmen Square. That was the biggest, clearly the biggest potential danger to the one party system in China. And you talked about the fact that, you know, this could happen again. It probably will happen again. I think it will happen again. This kind of autocratic, despotic behavior doesn't last forever. And so I think that with that many people in China, with all the problems they've got, the demographic and issues, the economic issues they have, I think it is going to happen again. So if we believe that, Gordon, How could that actually turn out to be not necessarily a good thing for the world, at least in the short term? What do you think?
Well, certainly. I mean, it would shake the foundations of the global economy, largely because people don't, are not expecting it. And, you know, it's the unexpected events that can really move markets. You know, if we think, though, about China, it has probably less effect on the global economy than we think it does. Largely because everyone says it's an engine of global growth, but it really isn't. Because to be an engine of global growth, you got to buy the goods and services of other countries to create growth elsewhere. And China actually does the opposite, because what it does is, through predatory policies, it takes growth that would occur elsewhere. So China has less effect,
on the global economy. Manipulation.
Well, currency manipulation is only one of the ways that China, it takes growth from other countries.
Yeah.
But you have massive subsidies, the cyber stealing, which we talked about earlier.
Right.
All of these things are predatory practices, which indicate that growth elsewhere would be much more if it were not for China.
Right. Well, and China has, their capital markets are not well developed. They've got all kinds of demographic issues. I tell people that there are hundreds of millions of 26-year-old men who don't have girlfriends to call on over there because of their one child policy. I mean, they've got environmental problems that they've created that are just unbelievable, aren't they?
Well, they certainly are. You go to Beijing and you can see the dark skies. This is a problem throughout the country. But it's not just air, it's water and soils.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
A good portion of China's land is been polluted, and actually polluted beyond repair with toxic dumping and all sorts of things. They've got what are called the cancer villages, where, you know, many people have cancer because of all sorts of things that
China,
are occurring.
Could China become a global disaster? I mean, could all that come to reach critical mass at some point and turn into something really, really, something nobody's ever seen in the world before?
Well, it certainly could, because of the magnitude of China's problems. And also because we have a Chinese leadership that has been acting very belligerently and provocatively towards its neighbors and to the United States. And so China could trigger not only a regional conflict, but also history's next great war.
Mm-hmm. And are there any moderates at all that can even have any kind of voice in the Communist Party these days?
Well, the Communist Party is something like 80 or so million people. So there are people of all stripes in the party, including many who don't believe in the party's central tenets. But right now, the political system is dominated by the hardliners, and I think that it's in distress.
Yeah. Yeah, well, and so, folks, all of that, you know, directly or indirectly affects our small businesses over here, out here on Main Street. Hey, Gordon, thanks again for being here. GordonChang.com, right?
Yes, it certainly is.
And,
thank you.
Thanks for being here. Come back soon.
I certainly will, and thank you.
Gordon Chang, ladies and gentlemen, he's always very interesting when he joins us and gives us a report on what's going on the other side of the planet. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Read it with a smile. I'll be right back. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.